I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. So, now what? Millions of Greek voters said no yesterday to more austerity. In other words, they rejected the terms of a proposed bailout designed to keep their country from financial collapse, which in theory puts Greece on the road to both bankruptcy and an exit from the eurozone. Although it seems the Greek government is not giving up yet on negotiating a new debt deal with its creditors, which are mostly in Germany. We're going to get the view from Germany in a moment, but we begin at the epicenter of this financial crisis, Greece itself. Reporter Christos Michalidis is in Athens. He says Greek voters now face an uncertain future.
They're very, very anxious. They're very worried. And there was a bit of optimism today, a bit of hope, let's say, knowing that at the same time, from 10 o'clock in the morning, all the political leaders of the democratic parties in parliament at last decided to come together and try and get together so that they could agree on what sort of proposals the prime minister will hand over to the European partners tomorrow in Brussels. So there was some hope amongst the people that at least if we all go together and if the Europeans are persuaded that this time it's not just one party that wants the solution, but that this is actually backed by the majority of the Greek parliament, which could be a sort of guarantee for the European partners and lenders, then maybe an agreement could be very, very close. That's what the people are hoping here.
I mean, Europe might look at that consensus and say, well, the vote in Greece was 60% no, 40% yes. I want to ask you about that. A lot of people supporting the no side were young, facing a 50% unemployment rate. What do you make of that demographic split?
I have the feeling deep inside me that the majority of those who voted no yesterday, and this might seem almost absurd, voted no because they want to stay within the European Union and they want to get a message. Many of the people, I believe most of the people who voted no, did that, placing their bets on the strongest horse, on the politician that they felt is stronger at this time than all the rest of the others, to actually go to Brussels and say, listen, I come here with a mandate not to fight, but with a mandate to agree, to keep Greece within the European Union and the euro. Within themselves, deep inside, everybody here knows they do belong to the European continent geographically and to the European Union in terms of what is best for the country. So I interpret they voted no, meaning that they want an agreement. Now, this makes the European partners even more angry because, first of all, they're saying the Greeks are crazy. They don't know what they want. And on the other hand, they seem to have lost their trust in the political establishment here.
You know, it's really interesting speaking with you, Christos, over the last couple of weeks. Each progressive time, it seems you're getting more and more frustrated and speaking less as a journalist and more as a Greek who's just really at the end of his rope.
It's most probably one of the few times in my life as a journalist that I've crossed the line. I'm not standing out of the queue just watching people going to withdraw the money. I'm also standing in the queue myself. I just have the extra luxury of being able to talk to a lot of people directly, to pick up my phone and actually speak with politicians. And then I get the real insight to the story. And I also begin to understand we are in a mess, spending much more money than we could actually afford. We were living on money that we had borrowed from others. And at some time, this money ran out and people started asking for their money back. And so we began getting frustrated. And we believed that we could get away with it relatively easily. So this is the situation now. There is an effort. Six political leaders got together and agreed to support the one government that they have. Now, if this is going to work out and if they're going to get a better agreement with the lenders, I really don't know. They'll have to do a lot of work to persuade the Europeans to accept this agreement.
That was reporter Christos Michalidis speaking with me from Athens. Now let's hear about reaction in Germany, whose banks are the most exposed to Greek debt. Eric Jarosinski is a writer and former professor of German, as in the language. He runs the hugely popular Twitter account, Nine Quarterly. That's N-E-I-N, the German word for no. Jarosinski was in Athens last week, but today he's in Berlin. He says Germans are mostly confused by the news from Greece.
There's certainly a sense that Greece is in what is for Germany perhaps an unthinkable position. The referendum vote was being compared to a type of suicide. Today, one of Germany's main newspapers, their headline was simply addressed to Angela Merkel, "What's next?"
The no vote in Greece was approximately 60% to 40% for the yes. So if we just go by the gauge of German politicians today, how are they responding?
There's been a bit of weighing what this means, because on the one hand, there's a commitment to keeping Europe together, and there's concern about a legacy. In fact, this week, the cover of Der Spiegel, the leading German news magazine, has a picture of Angela Merkel sitting among the ruins of Europe. And the question is, would this be her legacy if, in fact, things fall apart for the Euro or for the European Union somehow? And so I think there's been a lot of caution on the one hand. On the other, leading up to the vote, the tone of discussion has become less and less diplomatic. I'm an outsider. I know German culture pretty well, but I'm from the U.S. And for me, it's interesting just to see ways in which very old national stereotypes and various cliches have come to bear on both sides pretty strongly.
Give me an example of those stereotypes and kind of cliches, at least among Germans that you know of, that seem to be kind of emerging.
Well, I think the thing that you see a lot of has to do with the Greeks being irrational. And I think that there's a question about whether or not this is fair, that essentially Greece should somehow get off the hook, sort of a moral sense as well, in terms of one pays back what one owes, that you don't simply walk away from one's responsibility.
Now, there's a German comedian named Dieter Nuhr who recently tweeted that his own family had completed a democratic vote themselves and decided not to pay their mortgage. Kind of funny. Is that a widespread attitude, though, among Germans right now, that this Greek decision is kind of ridiculous?
I think so, in a way, yes. It just doesn't seem to add up or to make sense to people that you should have debts and not pay them. Today, a lot of the reports have simply been adding up the amount of money that's gone into Greece over the last 5-10 years and asking that question of where is our money gone and how much more money is this going to cost?
Well, a number of people, including economist Jeffrey Sachs, have pointed out that Germany itself had huge debts forgiven in the wake of World War II, and even Greece was part of a group of countries that forgave Germany's debt. Are politicians in Germany responding at all to that criticism?
Definitely. And there's no one single German position here either. There have been solidarity marches in Germany in the last couple of days. Primarily, it's the German left that's been supportive of the no vote in Greece. There's been a reaction, which is, we want to help Greece, but they have to play by the rules.
Quick question, Eric. You teach German, so what things have you been reading that non-German speakers wouldn't pick up on?
Well, I mean, one thing that was interesting was when Tsipras first visited Berlin some time ago, one of Germany's leading daily newspapers, which is more of a tabloid, the Bild-Zeitung, greeted him with an enormous headline, which simply was "Nein." And at that point, "Nein" meant no to any further financial assistance. No to those greedy Greeks was, in fact, the language that was being used there.
Wow. One wonders if the Greeks just threw the no back at Germany out of spite.
I actually think that's a pretty reasonable conclusion. I mean, there's a lot of anger in Greece at how they've been depicted. There are divisions within Europe that have been there for some time, but have very much come to the surface as a result of a crisis like this.
Eric Jaruzinski, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.